This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
This is Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Maureen McCollum. Rodney Lambright II grew up loving comics.
My two most favorite comics ever is The Boondocks and Calvin and Hobbes.
With Calvin and Hobbes, it was the injection of imagination. With The Boondocks, he loved and could relate to the characters. Lambright turned his fascination into a career and is now an animator, TV artist, and producer with Wisconsin Public Television. His biweekly comic, Something About a Flower, recently underwent the animation treatment and is debuting this week on Wisconsin Life. Lambright explains the premise.
So Something About a Flower is a story about a little girl named Rose and her family living with her single dad and her adventures every day with her grandparents. And the comic is mainly focused around the fact that Rose is trying to teach her family how to love and imagine again. That's so important because as we get older, life becomes more serious, and we tend to forget about the magic of like just being able to enjoy the things around us, even if it's the littlest things.
There's always lots of people at Papa and Grandma's house on Sundays. I get to play with my cousins, my uncles and aunties, but my favorite part is always the food.
The character Rose comes from my own niece. She's 3 now, and it's kind of like seeing her play and have a good time just made me think about how happy life is, and sometimes we can just lose that.
So in Something About a Flower, there may be a comic one week that has this like really funny situational moment. The next week, it could be a more serious comic that unveils a bigger story about the family. Can you talk about your writing process and how you have this story unfold?
So there is a specific storyline that is behind the entire series. But then when I'm focusing in on, there's a comic that's called Tea Party Therapy, where it's touching on the fact that Greg is a single father and how is he coping with being a single father. And I think that those aspects of the story are so important because we don't talk about them. And then also in another sense of like trying to push different views of representation. So a lot of times in the African-American community, it's seen that a lot of single parents just have mothers. That was my way of changing the narrative and showing that there are plenty of fathers out there who are single fathers and are doing amazing things, and I don't think they get highlighted for that.
So now you're animating Something About a Flower. It's going from a biweekly comic to an actual animation. I mean, what's
super
that
exciting
experience like?
It is one of the most amazing projects that I've ever gotten to work on so far. And I will say that that is accredited to the wonderful people I've gotten to work with, starting with the voice actors. I'm going to speak on Otis Harris really quick. He actually plays two characters. He fluctuates between Larry and guest star character Joe in the animation. And the cool part about him is Larry has a very limited amount of lines.
Larry, can you put this in the car for me, honey?
Of course, baby. Greg, come help me with this stuff, boy.
But that character is actually inspired by my grandpa who passed away a couple of years ago. And I know how he acts and I know that personality. And Otis, when he put the voice behind that character, it made me think of my grandpa instantly.
So what other impacts do you hope that not only the comic, but like the animated piece, what are you hoping that viewers take away from it?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things that I want viewers to take away from it is that an African-American family is normal. Their representation on television should be normal. It shouldn't feel like minority bonus or something adding to content. A part of it was creating a storyline that my niece can sit down and say, that character looks like me.
Rodney Lambright II is the creator of Something About a Flower, a comic that's being turned into a cartoon. It debuts on WPT's Wisconsin Life Thanksgiving night.